It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. On a 7-2 vote, the Pittsburgh City Council has approved a new 5-year financial recovery plan that includes recommendations for a possible property tax increase and bond issues to improve deteriorating infrastructure. The plan is required because Pittsburgh operates as a financially distressed city under Act 47. So what's in the plan, and how does it differ from previous ones? I'm joined now by Kevin Acklin, Mayor Peduto's Chief of Staff and Chief Development Officer. Kevin Acklin, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Paul. Great to be with you.
What were the things that this administration was looking to have incorporated into this plan?
Well, overall, you got to look back to when the mayor won the primary back in May of 2013. He and I, a week later, hopped into my Jeep, drove up to Harrisburg, and started working with legislators to talk about the fact that we're not out of the woods as a city. We still have a lot of work to do. Still have a number of structural deficits when it comes to pensions and our ability to finance capital projects across the city. And talk with members of the House and Senate, the governor's office, Secretary Walker at the time from DCED, the Department of Community and Economic Development, that oversees Act 47. And our message was clear, is we're not ready to emerge from Act 47. There was a discussion under the prior administration that Pittsburgh was ready to come out of Act 47, which is a process at the state that provides oversight and controls over how we raise money as a city and how we spend money. And we talked about the fact that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that in 4 years our debt situation is going to become much brighter. And we didn't want to move out of Act 47 before we were ready to do so. And so some of the issues that we saw were how we fund pensions. There's still a gap in what we need to contribute to finance promises made to folks that work on behalf of the city. We had a shortfall in the real estate taxes. The prior mayor had cut taxes prematurely on real estate millage rates during the process of when the reassessment process was going through, and left a little bit of a gap there. And so those were some of the structural issues that led to us extending the plan, and we're very thankful that council and the Act 47 overseers and our partners in Harrisburg backed us up and provided for an additional 5 years of oversight.
Critics will say, and have said, and I'm sure this is nothing you haven't heard before, that by staying under Act 47 oversight, that the city and the Peduto administration is putting off dealing with certain other issues, collective bargaining with unions being one of those. What is the administration's response to that?
It's actually the exact opposite. We're not looking to kick the can down the road. We're looking to deal with those structural issues. And what we have here is a plan. We've been in discussions with police, fire, EMS, all of our different public safety unions and other unions that organize the workforce in the city. And we're hearing positive things about working together to implement this plan. The better route, if we had a mayor that was concerned about looking good politically, would be to come out of Act 47. The right choice and the more difficult path is to put a plan in place to remain under Act 47 oversight, to go back every year and have our budgets approved to make sure that we're complying with the plan, because we care about one thing, and that's solving our current budget needs and making sure that we're putting Pittsburgh structurally on a better financial footing for future generations.
This 5-year plan is the third since the state designated Pittsburgh a financially stressed municipality in 2003. So what is in this plan that we haven't seen in past ones, Kevin?
Well, there are a number of things. On the revenue side, there are multiple opportunities for us to raise revenue. One of them has been the restoration of the real estate tax cut that was made. That's something that we are looking to avoid. There's language in there about working with our nonprofit partners like UPMC and Highmark and our large institutions to provide for a more long-term, sustained revenue to provide payments to the city for all the services we provide. But on the other side, on the expenditure side, there's a number of measures where we're tightening our belt. We're asking city employees to take pay freezes for at least a year, and then limitations on salary increases in the future. There's limitations on spending, and we have an allotted amount of money under Act 47 through which we'll have the ability to bargain with under the new police, fire, EMS, and other contracts that are all coming up this year. And so it's a balanced approach. It provides really a baseline for us to make sure that we stay on the path of financial recovery. You know, we've had a long recovery. 10 years ago, when this Act 47 was first enacted, we had over 900 layoffs in the city. People were losing their jobs. We had to close pools and parks and provided for a really big drop in city services. We've come a long way from there, but we still have a way to go. And we believe that this plan provides a five-year plan for coming out of exit from Act 47, at the same time handling a lot of these structural issues.
And the plan that the city, the plan projects that the city could face a budget deficit of $21 million by 2018. So in addition to what you've just outlined, are there other things that are being considered to, if not eliminate this deficit, to at least then significantly cut into it?
Absolutely. So we are outside of the plan itself. I was in Harrisburg last week. We're working with our legislators to provide perhaps for an increase in what's called the local service tax. That's the $52 a year tax that employees who work in the city but live outside of the city. Our population doubles every day as a city, and all we get from suburbanites is $52 a year, to handle the infrastructure that provides for that employment. We're looking to share with other cities across the Commonwealth and have that be increased. Even if it's increased to $100, that would provide an additional, I think, $12 or $13 million at the city that which we can use to pave our roads and to provide services that these folks rely on. And as well as pension reform. We've been speaking with legislators in Harrisburg as to how they allocate capital from the state to provide funding for city pensions. We're still a city that's hovering around 55% of our total obligations are funded right now, so we're still borderline on insolvency with respect to our pension funds. We're looking to readjust the calculation to provide for state funding to municipalities that are most in need. And on top of that, we're looking at how we interact with our authorities. There were some payments that were being made to the city in cooperations agreements that weren't necessarily enforced in the past, and that's something that we're working through with our authorities. And again, to the public, you know, the authorities, the city, we're all government, and we're looking for ways to reduce the cost of operating the city, as well as to provide for capital so we can continue to provide services and increase those services to take care of public safety and filling potholes and repaving roads and keeping our parks in shape.
So the options basically are creating more revenues or cutting expenses or a combination of both is what it sounds like you're saying the plan is.
It is. It's a combination of both. There are a number of recommendations that were put in place on the revenue side, a lot of which are modest in terms of, again, we think that the biggest opportunity we have is to partner with our nonprofit community to get around the table together and find a way for us to provide a sustaining source of capital to fund some of the operations here in the city in the future. And that's an issue that if you look at Pittsburgh 30 years ago, we were a manufacturing-based economy. We're now a nonprofit-based economy, and it's a great thing. We have great hospitals and great universities, but the tax structure hasn't changed. We still tax our businesses here as if we were still a manufacturing-based economy. We still have a great manufacturing sector here, but it's not enough to carry the weight of what it costs to run the city. And we're mindful of that. We're tightening our belt. We're keeping our fiscal house in order to make sure that we're getting the most bang of our buck for taxpayer money.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest is Kevin Acklin. He is Mayor Peduto's Chief of Staff and Chief Development Officer. Kevin, what sorts of things, for people who don't understand how oversight works in a situation as with Act 47, what sorts of things is the state looking for in a plan like the one that the city council approved yesterday that Pittsburgh must adhere to and at least take into consideration?
Well, the overall order and the overall thing that the state is looking for is that we're living within our means, that we are attacking and dealing with the structural issues that put Pittsburgh on the brink of fiscal insolvency. And again, a lot of those are our pension reform and how we spend our money to make sure that we have a plan in place and we're not just spending for political purposes, but we have a plan for how we're addressing our roads and bridges and park maintenance and the like. So that's the overall thing that Act 47 brings. And what it means specifically is having an oversight committee made up of a couple of overseers and their teams that are financial professionals that we can rely on. You know, we started this administration in January. One of the first things we did is got to work on this plan. We've been at it for 6 months, and we're very pleased that council has adopted it. And the other thing, there were some amendments that went through council, different studies on how we can improve processes in the city, adopting technology. We still deal in silos in the city. You know, different departments aren't communicating. They have different levels of technology. We're still dealing with dot matrix printers here in city government, and one of our early successes that our BBI inspectors now all have email. That was the first time in city history that that's ever happened. So it's a combination approach of taking a hard look at how we operate, providing for an adoption of technology to make sure that we're getting an efficient level of services, and squeezing as much out of each taxpayer dollar as we can.
A lot of people are concerned with infrastructure problems in this city and the timeliness in which those issues are being addressed. As far as the Peduto administration is concerned, are you happy with how this plan is addressing those problems?
Well, it does. It provides us with the ability to go to the market to raise additional capital in the form of bonds to provide for additional investment in that infrastructure. That's something that hasn't happened for a long time. One of the secrets out there is that our roads are our roads are in pretty bad shape. There were a lot of potholes that popped up with this very harsh winter. A lot of the reasons for that is that the paving that was done in the past didn't reach really a depth of paving that was really it was really just sort of painting over the road. It wasn't a real reconstruction of the road. And so all of the additional paving we're doing will get the maximum life out of what you can get for a paving project. In addition, the mayor and the county executive spent a lot of time earlier in the year lobbying Harrisburg for the transportation bill, Act 89. Which provided over $1 billion to local jurisdictions to take care of roads and bridges. And in fact, as I speak to you on the phone, I have staff on the phone with our colleagues in Harrisburg in the Senate to talk about some of our more critical bridges and roads that we need to handle here in the city to make sure that those priorities are being addressed. You know, I live in Squirrel Hill, come to work every day under the Greenfield Bridge, which is falling down. And there's a second bridge that we've constructed underneath it to catch some of that that debris, and that's something that we're looking to address. It's an embarrassment, and it's part of our charge in running the city to make sure that we make those necessary capital improvements to provide for a sustainable city for the future.
There are other cities in Pennsylvania, as you well know, Kevin, that are under Act 47 oversight, including Harrisburg, Clairton, Aliquippa, and others. Is there any constructive dialogue that happens between Pittsburgh and these other places, things that Pittsburgh might be able to learn from other Act 47 cities?
The mayor has been very active in coordinating with other mayors, not only here in Pennsylvania, but in other cities. And so one of the benefits of having the Act 47 team there, in particular the team that we are working with, which is Jim Roberts and from Eckert Siemens here locally, and Dean Kaplan from PFM out of Philadelphia, is that they work as consultants to other cities in Pennsylvania on Act 47. So we're able to rely on their expertise to adopt things that have worked in other cities, and that a lot of that those discussions have already been manifested and included in the plan that we adopted.
Are there certain things that are part of a larger long-term plan going forward that might not be addressed right away, but that will be in future years?
Absolutely. So one of the things we're working on very closely is looking to partner more closely with Allegheny County to eliminate the duplication of services. We've started a task force between the mayor's office and the county executive's office. One thing that folks may not realize is that you have a mayor and a county executive that speak every day. In fact, they're out of town right now together, working together to bring back $250,000 to the city for dedicated bike lanes so we can have a multimodal approach to transportation in the 21st century. So we're looking to, and that hasn't been the case in the past. For over 30 years, you had a city and a county leadership that were fighting. We don't have that issue. So we're looking to take advantage of that political unity. And we've already started the discussion over the past 6 months on eliminating that duplication of services. We think that there are savings there for city and county taxpayers. It doesn't make sense for the city and the county both to have, a print shop, a sign shop. We're looking at even combining public safety resources in terms of our training facility. All of these things are on the table that go above and beyond what's included in the Act 47 plan.
A lot of small communities don't want to emerge from Act 47 oversight. The feeling here in Pittsburgh, is there a target date for getting out from under Act 47?
We think that this 5-year plan is a good target. One of the reasons is because if you look at our debt service obligations within the next 5 years, if we hold the line on spending as we plan to do under Act 47, our debt service obligations will drop by about $40 million. So what that means is that in beginning of 2019, what we have to pay for debt services will drop by $40 million, and we'll have that additional capital to spend and to address some of the more structural issues. So we think this is the final leg of the plan. We're going to organize our administration around the plan to make sure that we're addressing all the issues that have been raised and working as hard as we can to implement those recommendations.
I get the sense from talking to you, Kevin, that there's a feeling in the Peduto administration that the city will emerge better on the other side of this plan when the target date is reached 5 years from now than it was maybe 10 years ago.
Absolutely. We're on an upward trajectory. The city, even since we've been in office, have received multiple debt rating upgrades by the top rating agencies. The higher your debt is rated, the lower your cost of borrowing, and those are savings to our bottom line that we can utilize to provide better services to the taxpayer. So we feel very fortunate. Prior mayors have managed decline. We're becoming a younger city. We're seeing companies that want to locate here. We're hopefully looking to grow our population, and we're looking to manage growth. But you got to do that in a way that is consistent and has a strong fiscal sanity to that path. And so we're feeling very good about the future of the city. We're feeling very good about our relationship with the Allegheny County Executive in terms of taking this opportunity to take down some of the old style of doing business and eliminating some of the structures that no longer make sense.
And the process here seems to have gone a lot more smoothly than it has in the past with regard to the mayor and the city council melding their collective visions.
Well, I think that's a testament to the leadership of Bill Peduto. I mean, he's a roundtable guy. There have been discussions. The first week in office, what we did is we opened up the doors of the mayor's office. And we had all 9 members. Now, you followed city council as well as I have. It hasn't always been a friendly relationship, but we've opened up our doors to work with council members. We think that's the kind of leadership that this city deserves. The residents of the city are sick and tired of having a mayor that wakes up every day and fires an arrow across to their elected representatives on city council. It's been a collaborative relationship. There have been nothing but positive things that have come out of that collaboration, and I think that result made its way into the 7-2 vote that we had. And so, again, that's my style of leadership as chief of staff. That's the mayor. We're looking to collaborate. You can get a lot more done working together than you do, fighting for political reasons. We have no interest. It's in the best interest of the city for council and the mayor to work together, and that's something that we're seeing happen for the first time in a long while.
Kevin Acklin is Mayor Peduto's Chief of Staff and Chief Development Officer. Kevin, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you again. I really enjoyed it.
Coming up, a conversation with Walter Barr, the former Penn State coach who set up the winning goal in the U.S. team's stunning upset of England in the 1950 World Cup. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.